T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jed, thank you. 10:25, our thanks to Jay Delling. Let's get some baseball before we get into the U.S. Open. Give him a little bit more chance to get things going out at Torrey Pines, where it's only, what, 8:26 in the morning. Beautiful golf course. Beautiful golf complex, that whole Torrey Pines complex out there in La Jolla. Beautiful part of the world. So plenty of golf to entertain us with here throughout the weekend. All right. We start with good news for the Royals, because this is kind of what we're left with now, Jacob, trying to find good news from the Royals, who lost last night. Not going to get into the streaks. We'll do that here in a moment. But you know what? Salvador Perez is on a pace that would see him hit 40 home runs. Alberto Mondesi came back and in his first at bat off the IL, hit one over 400 feet for a home run. My gosh, I'm feeling good about the Royals.
In the case of Salvador Perez?
Maybe. Feel pretty good about him. I'm just trying to find positive things to say.
Mondesi looked good. He's been on the field, has looked good. But we could probably end our conversation right. Whit Merrifield's starting to hit the ball a little bit. But man, all the young pitchers are struggling. Singer leaves with shoulder inflammation, losing 12 out of 13. I love the season Salvi's having. I told you, I think it was earlier this week, I think he could end up as a Hall of Famer by the time he's done. And
that's an interesting conversation. I think he can end
up as right there on the level of George Brett, where he takes his place in this franchise's history. I mean, he's, what is he, 31? He's got some productivity left.
If he stays healthy, he still has he's got productivity left.
Well, he's become a better hitter as it goes, and he gunned somebody down, I think, 2 days ago, and he still calls a good game from what you hear. He's still a good defensive catcher. He's becoming a better hitter. So, and he's very much in the window of his prime, right? In baseball, 31, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. And what was good to see was him bounce back from a significant injury last year, and he's doing just fine.
Yeah. The Royals did lose last night 6-5, a 3-run home run by Will Castro in the seventh over a shaky Greg Holland, which we haven't been able to say lately. He was pretty shaky last night. But here's the tale of the tape, Jacob. Six straight now, 11 of 12 or whatever it is. But 30-37, 12 and a half games back. Now all of a sudden, through 67 games, they're on a pace to win 73. Just saying. Now, you can make the numbers do anything that you want, obviously. And we've seen the Royals be good, and I think that we're going to see the Royals be good again. But it doesn't help when Brady Singer goes out with shoulder tightness. And we're in the midst of Gripgate. We wonder now, every time a pitcher goes, I don't know about you, every time that a pitcher, and it may be a hangnail for goodness sakes, but right now, we're all thinking, I am anyway, about, oh my God, another casualty of a guy having to grip the ball differently, another guy having to alter his, you know, his delivery because he's got no grip. Is it going to create more injuries in the game? I'm not saying that's why Brady Singer left the game last night. I'm not saying that at all, but it's the thing that you jump to all of a sudden. So limping towards the All-Star break at the end of the month and into the first couple of weeks of July are the Kansas City Royals, who now get a day off, and the Boston Red Sox come in, and they've been playing pretty good baseball. Then you get the Yankees, but you get the Yankees in New York. Don't know, Jacob. Don't know.
I'm not ready to put the fork in them.
I know, I'm not either.
But it feels like we're getting close to that point. And the only thing keeping me from that is, well, a couple of things. Duffy coming back.
Yes.
And the fact that we have seen and they have shown the ability to get as hot as they've been cold.
Yes.
It just doesn't feel like that's possible right now, but we've seen this year that it is. I do think, and I'm an optimist, as everybody probably already knows, I could see a scenario where Dozier and Soler provide more than they have, which is next to nothing, and things pick up a little bit, and the rotation stabilize just to the level of where we've seen guys be before. I think those things are all reasonable. And if they come together, it's reasonable that they could get really hot and make up and have a stretch where they win 12 out of 13. You know what I mean? So I think I'm not ready to put the fork in them, but man, they are not giving us a lot of hope to see that bright light or that optimism, the ability for it is fading, because this isn't the first time we've seen this happen, right? So fool me once, okay, fine.
Yeah.
Fool me twice. We're now in the third stretch of really bad baseball for this team. So I don't know what to expect. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know what the pressure on Mike Matheny is. I'm curious about the trade deadline. I'm curious about the things I just talked about with individual players. So I do still think they're very much on the radar. I hope that they don't slip off the radar where they've been in a lot of years, well, in recent years, very recent years. But it's, you know, it's just been a rough couple weeks.
In the absence of overwhelming talent, teams depend on playing at their highest level individually, hence collectively. An individual pursuit, that's what baseball is. You play as an individual, collectively as a team, and you hope that your individual success helps push the team down the road. Then there's a more narrow margin for error for a team like the Royals, who just doesn't have that kind of star power. Salvador Perez is a guy. He's got star power. But you've got a lot of other guys, and he's got to do his part without question, and he does generally. You can count on Salvador Perez. But you've got a lot of other guys for the Royals to be successful. And when I mean successful here, I mean 500. A couple games over 500. Maybe if everything goes right, they contend for a playoff spot. But that's a really narrow margin for error if you don't have guys all playing at a high level. You can't afford to have Jorge Soler hitting 186, Hunter Dozier hitting 178 or whatever it is. You just can't afford that when you're a team like the Royals. You just got to have guys all percolating at a average to better than average level for their own ability level. And that's what worries me. The Padres, for instance, can lose three straight games in Colorado and you don't even think twice about it, right? You just, because you know they've got Machado and Tatis and Will Meyer and Eric Hosmer and all of these, and they're going to be fine.
Starting pitchers.
Yeah, right. Great pitching. You know that they'll be there at the end of the day. The Dodgers have overwhelming talent. They're going to be there at the end of the day. For the Royals, so many things have got to happen, and you've got to hope that so many things come together for them to be that kind of team. We'll see. Charlie's taking time out of his day, joins us now, 869-1240. We invite you always to join the show. And we always invite you to enjoy the show and to join the show at your convenience. Charlie, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you doing this morning? God, I'm almost getting into the afternoon. Good grief. I've been busy.
Easy there. Well, let's take our time.
Hey, okay. I don't know. Maybe it's me, but do I remember in 2013 or 14, when the Royals were just kind of hem-hawing around like they have been, kind of stumbling here and there, and they got into the All-Star break, and after that, they end up winning a whole bunch of games, and I believe they may have went to the playoffs. Am I
14.
Off base or
no, that was
not?
The 2014 World Series year. Remember, they had to get into essentially a play-in game. And
right.
I remember that year well, and that's a part of it.
Oh,
you know, I think it's a very different team, but everybody was calling for Dayton. It's right when Bruce, I got here in June, like almost to the day, 7 years ago in 2014. And people, right when I get here, because I had watched, as a baseball guy, I had watched the Royals from afar, and I loved their farm system and the talent that was coming through and all of those things. And I remember getting here with some feel of optimism for the Royals, and people were ready to run Dayton Moore and Ned Yost out of town. They weren't doing what they needed to do with the deadline. There's a similar feel, and they seem to be at the beginning of a window. And I kept thinking, guys, I think this is a playoff team. I think they could do it. And everybody laughing at me, and then as we went through and I covered that team so much that year, and it was so much fun. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you can't totally close the window because of the way the playoffs are set up now. But there's a lot of things going in the wrong direction collectively that are going to make it tricky if some of these guys don't turn it around.
Hey, bro,
the problem.
I didn't
catch the whole question. That Royals team in 2014, and you're right, Jacob. People forget that Dayton Moore was at the end of his rope. Ned Yost was all but out the door. The joke was at the trade deadline in 2014, at the end of July, was Dayton Moore basically saying, our guys got to play better. I mean, I'm not even joking. That was the plan. The plan was, our guys have got to play better. Now, obviously, the deeper meaning there was, his contention was, we have the guys that we need. We have the right mix of players. They just have to perform to their levels of potential, which, of course, the team did down the stretch. It was a remarkable... Those 2 years were absolutely remarkable for the Kansas City Royals. Absolutely remarkable. And that turnaround for that baseball team, which was hanging by a thread, it really was. And people were ready to change everything. People were looking forward to the offseason, new general manager, new manager, we're starting anew. And then look what happened.
It was
eighth inning rally against the A's, playing in a wild card, you know. And
in a rally that you just didn't really see coming. It's amazing.
Oh, my God, no, they were down four runs.
I was there. I was there.
Yes.
It was one of the craziest turnaround stretches of the Chiefs played on Monday night and smoked the Patriots, and then you had the wild card game. We're like, well, man, they made it into the wild card game. Let's just stay in Kansas City, and we'll cover that game. And then that turned into champagne showers, no sleep, morning show hits. Like it was just like a blur. And then they parlayed that, Bruce. They didn't lose a game in the playoffs until the World Series. And had it not been from a Herculean effort from Madison Bumgarner into a Game 7, which I was also fortunate enough to be at, in the tunnel, watching next to, you know, Hall of Famers as we were ready to go out to, you know, everybody doing their coverage. And then that triple, and you're like, God, they're going to do it again. And they didn't. And it was a really sad ending to what was just a blur of a month and a wild, wild ride.
An incredible two-year stretch for a franchise. And, you know, I'm not going to be revisionist. I don't think anyone saw it coming, with the exception maybe of Dayton Moore.
Yeah,
because that was his instruction at the trade deadline. We've got to play better. I mean,
we've got to play better. We like the guys we have. And I agreed with him. I liked the guys that they had, too. Now, I wasn't close to it yet for long enough to fully understand the frustrations of the fan base. But just in a vacuum, I remember thinking, yeah, man, I agree with that. I wouldn't trade these young guys either. I wouldn't. I would stick to it. And, you know, again, that could have very easily been wrong. If that comeback doesn't happen, things may have turned out very, very different.
Oh,
it's amazing. In a 162-game, like, grinded-out schedule, how one tiny moment can alter the trajectory of so many careers and a franchise in general.
Yes. No question. And by the way, still a franchise that I think the needle is pointed up more for than it is pointed
absolutely.
Down. Yeah, I don't care about where they are right now, because as you and I have talked, they're ahead of schedule. Okay, they're 30-37 now. All right, they've come back to earth a little bit. We'll deal with that. But the pieces of the puzzle are there for this team to step into a window as early as, I think, next year, which is obviously very convenient to say at this point, 67 games in. But, and then I think that they'll be there for the next 3 years. I really do. So, anyway.
Yep, I do too.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back a little OTD. I'll get you updated on what's going on at the U.S. Open, also the Wichita Open, and get you set for tomorrow, thank goodness it's Friday edition of Sports Daily. Hang in there. Back in just a moment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.